So I am recording
season two
on both.
So we're live.
No.
No.
So we're recording.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, just leave that all in. Who cares?
Oh well, why not? The fans know that we're not prepared for this.
Yeah, we're finally back. This is the 11th episode only.
Season two.
Yeah, we're calling it season two.
Episode one.
Episode one. I'm stretching.
The fans demanded it.
No. Yeah, they did.
No, you know what we're calling it?
What?
Episode 12.
Just to fuck with people?
No, just so that it works, like, chronologically.
Everybody who's listening, welcome back. We haven't been around for, I don't know,
24
like
hours.
four years or something like that.
Yeah,
but
pretty much.
We're back now. We got this thing sorted. We're recording on Discord, or we're talking on Discord. We ran into a little legal issues. One of us,
We lost a member.
We're not going to get into it. There were some legal problems, and
it went dark.
Something went bad, and whatever. We're past it though.
Somebody might have got killed.
Yeah, I'm still making money. I'm still the same guy, still the same famous Jake. I don't know what Zach's doing, to be honest. I was gonna explain what he's doing, but he moved.
I don't even know where
he went.
I did move. I'm across the country.
Yeah,
Lebanon.
I started escorting.
And now you're here to promote your brand. You're our first guest.
I'm here to promote my brand.
Zach's our first sponsor.
It's like how you looked for local MILFs in your local area. Now you're looking for local fucking...
DILFs.
Local DILFs that are fucking going bald or broke. Yeah. That's the life I live.
Yep.
Pierce is in his home state.
Yeah.
Pierce is back at home. Just to be clear, me and Zach still live together.
But different house.
Different house, yeah. We moved to a different house. Fucking things are awesome. We're in a city now. We're back in a city, the city that we grew up in, rather than outside the city that we grew up in.
we're like 9 kilometers away.
Yeah, but it's nice to be in a city again, though.
It is.
Like, I don't know, it's different now.
Yeah, you guys have high speed again.
Way easier to pick up hookers.
Oh.
You guys actually
way
have
easier.
Fucking internet again.
Yeah, and competent internet.
Barely.
In Zach's room, it's terrible, but everywhere else, it's amazing. I don't know why.
Dude,
it's so bad in Zach's room.
I'll download a fucking game. I'll be getting like 900 kilobytes per second. I'll take my Xbox, put it in the fucking living room, and I'm getting like 75 megabytes.
Dude. The other night, he was getting 35 kilobytes KBs. He brought it to the living room. Me and Dole watched it. Our roommate, who might be on this podcast every now and then, we watched it go to 132 megabytes per second and hold. I don't know what it is about your room, dude, but it's bad.
Yeah, room's fucking haunted, man.
It's all that lead. It's all that lead you put in the walls.
It's haunted by his fucking cum sock he left at the other house.
No, you
guys
should
hit that in the fucking vents, eh? Karma.
You guys should. You guys should put like a mesh network in.
What's that?
What?
Like basically, it's like a network of little pods, and they're all little routers.
Oh.
And you can put them on like separate floors and shit like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did that at my sister's house, and it works fucking awesome.
Well, I heard. Yeah, I heard that you can just get a plug-in, or. It plugs into the wall and it runs off a Cat5 cable, or is there one that is literally just Wi-Fi?
It's just wireless. It's like a booster. Like, I think the Google Mesh does that. Like, there's a bunch of them at Best Buy you can get. So one's off a Cat5
cool.
And that's the main, and the rest of them link to it. Yeah, so you could actually have one in like each of your rooms. Then it would be just...
Well, I mean, I'm hardwired in my room.
Cocks out.
I just use my PC now. But what's on the menu today, guys?
Okay,
Pierce, you had a question to start this off.
Yeah. You had a...
I got a big dinger
appetizer.
To start this off.
You got a
off.
What?
Big dinger to start this off.
He's got a big dick.
I thought about this last night.
Okay.
And I wrote it down. I woke
up. Thought about us last night?
I woke up with this idea and I wrote it down.
You're way too hype for this. Okay. For three people to listen to this podcast, you are super hype.
So the question is, nuts in or nuts out when you piss?
Of the jeans?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like outside of the waistband.
Out. Out.
Yo, I'm gonna get some realism on you guys.
It cuts off my stream when I have my nuts in.
Huh.
But your nuts hang like 3 feet.
No, I was making a piss is stored in the balls joke. It cuts off my piss stream and it's like a kink in the water hose.
Yo, jeans? Balls are definitely out. If I'm wearing sweats.
Well, I don't know how you can keep your balls in if you're pissing with jeans on.
Balls stay in sweats.
That's weird.
It really depends for me, I think. Yeah.
When you piss in your depends?
Yeah.
I usually just pull my shorts right around my ankles and then I just pee.
Well, you know, I've never really I've never really thought about it before. So that was like, I was taking a piss and I was like putting them in and then out. And I was like, huh.
You're doing pulling your nuts in and out of your fucking shorts as you're taking a piss.
How long was your piss?
You're experimenting?
Yeah. Well, it was like pre-piss. I was like, huh. Should it go in or should it go out?
What the fuck's pre-piss?
Well, you know, you're just like you're standing there like preparing. You haven't pissed yet.
Oh, I thought you meant like you had a few dribbles go before you started the flow.
You always got to wear a condom. Watch out for pre-piss.
That's your post-nasal dick.
That was always a thing I never really understood, was that like people are like, oh, you can't cut your piss stream off. It like hurts so bad. It doesn't hurt that bad.
What do you mean? If you just stop pissing?
Yeah. Like if you're like mid-piss and you have to just stop it.
I can do it, but I don't like doing it.
I got a funny ass fucking story, actually, now you say that.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so I was dating a chick at the time. We were like 16 and we were going out to a party and she's sitting on my lap the whole time and I get a fucking boner, right?
And she pissed on you.
No, I got a boner.
Okay.
And I hop out the truck because we get there and I go to take a piss and like you guys know how
oh,
I
no, a boner. Man.
And her friends are there.
Guy split streamed it.
I piss a little bit. I'm like, this ain't gonna work.
No.
And I like tuck it back in my jeans and one of her friends are like, yo, what's wrong with you? I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, it's super unhealthy for you to like stop pissing halfway through a piss. Like, are you okay? Like, you need to get checked out.
You're like, what? Did you have a fucking stopwatch?
Legit.
I'm like mentally? No, you get checked out mentally?
Like physically. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she like went on this huge rant. I'm like, fuck, okay, stop. I had a boner. Like, stop bugging me.
Did she say that?
That's what I said.
I'm like,
I had a boner. Stop bugging me. I had a piss.
You know what happened? She saw your hairline and she thought you were like 50 with a prostate disorder.
Oh, I'm 16 with a hairline.
You're a cunt.
Oh, good way to start out the fucking season two.
Pierce, I talked to Jacob about this a couple days ago. I told Jake I was gonna shave my head. What do you think?
Do it.
Like, just fuck it.
Just straight skinhead. I'm down.
No,
I just don't think he should.
Not fucking bald, but like short.
No,
like, he's just like get like a razor.
Military cut.
Look like The Rock.
I think it'd be fun.
The hairline's cooking.
Yeah, www.hairline.com.
That's our newest sponsor. You got hairline problems like me?
Huh.
I thought about keeping my fucking or trying out like Rogaine or something like that. Then I just said, fuck it.
Doesn't Rogaine just like really not work that well?
It works good on like the back of your head, I heard. Like not up front.
I don't think it worked for my dad. He's still got the skullet.
The scully?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Your dad has a skullet.
He does.
No, he doesn't. You know what a skullet is?
send the picture of a skullet in the fucking Discord.
Right? I'll send it. Yeah, here.
Also follow us on Instagram at.
Also check out our new
missing hairline.
our new YouTube channel. We have all of our previous episodes put up last night.
Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah.
What the fuck? How come I never hear of this shit?
So I wanted to save it for today.
The fans find out more than I do. Faster than I do.
Okay, it's not a skullet, I guess. It's more like a...
Definitely not a fucking... Look at that guy. Yeah, I forgot to say, Zach is sick.
Zach's dead?
So Pierce, you should probably get yourself checked out after this. Okay,
what's this called?
What's what called?
Our YouTube channel.
This Week in Irrelevance.
Okay, I'm going to ask something very stupid.
Okay.
How do I spell irrelevance again?
Just let me check it out.
Irrelevance. Zach is...
What? Oh, that's true. Two R's or two L's?
They're just episodes.
Two R's. Yeah. Irrelevance.
Okay, I spelled it wrong. Wow, that's bad.
It's the first thing. Oh,
There's one with 2-6 views.
Woohoo!
Bro, we're breaking.
Yeah, we got 2 subs. Our big break. I'm one of them. Fuck.
What was I going to say? Oh, I have a fart coming.
You had a stupid question. Oh, that's the irrelevance there. Oh, my God.
You might have to cut that out. That was gross. That wasn't even funny.
No, you have to keep it.
Yeah.
That was disgusting.
I can taste that through the headphones.
I need to break up my fucking Hawaiian punch.
You know what makes me, like, I get really sickened by?
What?
Me shitting into the mic?
Fucking Jake's fucking shits make me despise one food a lot.
My actual shits or my farts?
Your shits.
Okay.
All right.
Fuck, man. His shits smell like Parmesan cheese.
No.
Yo, like, dead ass. Like,
I do eat a lot of cheese.
Parmesan.
No, like, strictly, like, dated Parmesan cheese. That's all it smells like.
Sounds like a good time.
Just
That's
disgusting.
So weird. I've never known that. How long have you thought of this?
Like, fucking a month.
It just came to you that my shit smelled like fucking Parmesan cheese?
Do smell like Parm.
Oh, they do.
Like gross Parmesan, though. Like,
oh,
I definitely don't go in there and smell it.
Here's a weird thing. I bought, like, cheese the other day, right? And it was,
that's
like,
crazy.
You know those Cracker Barrel, like, slices?
Yeah.
So I bought those. They go out at, like, they went out of date in, like, a month and a half from when I bought them. They fucking molded.
Like, okay, wait, you said you had cheese for a month and a half and
no,
it molded?
No, I literally just bought it, and a week later, it was done. It was all molded.
Oh, I've had that.
Cheese is mold, bro.
Yeah, not that kind of mold.
Did you open it?
Yeah.
That's why. You didn't close it properly.
Here we go.
Yeah. No, I'm not even being a dick.
That probably is the reason. What it was. Made me sad, though.
My dad's fucking freaking out right now, Jake.
Why?
So the next door neighbors is like one of Zoe's teachers.
Okay.
So Zoe got an email from her today and was like, my husband just chased somebody out of our fucking backyard going through all of our shit. So just keep your guys' eyes open. My dad's like trying to assemble a fucking neighborhood SWAT team to keep an eye out for this guy right now.
He's going to go and fucking beat him like that hobo in his bus.
Yeah, bro. He told me that story when I was over at their house like 2 months ago. He told me that fucking story. It's funny. I should tell my dad about that guy. I'll get my dad to go to your dad's house. They can form a team.
They'll be sitting up on my dad's balcony drinking beers. Shotguns ready to rip.
My dad wouldn't even be able to leave the house right now. He can't leave till Tuesday.
He can even chase the guy away.
Yeah. We just went through a fucking stupid ordeal this past week. So my brother tested positive for COVID. And so I had to get tested. Other roommate had to get tested. But Zach didn't get tested. That doesn't mean anything, but I'm just...
I got tested for something else.
He tested positive for something else. But all of us are negative, whatever. And my parents are negative, even though my brother was staying with him at the time because he's doing his practical in the hospital. And that's where he probably got it from.
Probably.
And now we're all negative. My parents still have to stay home for like 2 weeks. So that's fun.
Yeah, this COVID thing's just a real fucking bummer.
Real kick in the nuts.
I'm glad you said that. You're probably the first person to say that.
It's really killing. It's really killing my vibe.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one to say it. COVID sucks.
I'm not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it at all.
No, it's boring. I don't really know what else to talk about. I've been looking at
the story.
What story?
When we helped that old lady out.
Oh, yeah, sure. So, well, hang on. I'm on.
Okay, yeah, no, fuck me. I'm up and off right now.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
We're calling this one the boys do some community service.
I've been trying to talk about this fucking UFO subreddit, and I keep on getting fucking cut off.
It's not even but real.
I'm just trying to say that this fucking subreddit is a bunch of horse shit. Anyway, because they just post a bunch of videos of fucking fighter jets chasing weather balloons.
It's kind of like that fucking Secure Team 10 guy.
What?
Do you remember him? Or did you watch any of his videos? So basically he made like UFO videos all the time, right? But they were like blatantly Photoshopped and shit. And well, eventually he like went to jail for a fucking DUI and beating his wife or some shit and deleted his YouTube channel. But before that, basically all of his stories got picked up by like normal news and shit because they would like feed off of each other. It was fucking weird. There's like a whole video about it.
Weird.
Yeah. I used to watch that guy.
I used to watch.
But they found out that he's like an aspiring actor and like the whole YouTube channel was like a bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. But he still beat his wife and got a DUI though.
Saying that wasn't a bit?
That wasn't fake?
No.
Yeah, are you sure he wasn't just in character?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's probably all it was. He didn't mean to, I'm sure.
Sorry, I was fucking chugging water.
Man,
so,
I took a drink at the exact same time you did.
Me too. I got a cup in my hand right now.
That's like we're connected.
Dude, it's almost like we're talking to each other drinking water at the same time.
Okay, so the story that I have, it happened just after Christmas. I think the Sunday after Christmas. And me and Zach were going out to our old house just to grab a couple things. And actually, we're going to grab Zach's lizard from the old house, Gerald.
We're
on our way, and we see this fucking like car just kind of like, I don't even know. It was aiming towards us, and we're going one way, and we're coming up to a four-way stop. And it looks like this lady's like parked on the left side of the road facing us.
She was backed in, man.
That's what I mean. Like she was facing us in the other lane, like, and it looked like she was parked, but she was actually, she like backed over a fucking snowbank, and she was like completely hung up, like tripoding it, and like
facing the wrong way.
Facing, yeah, it was fucking weird.
Facing oncoming traffic, like she would have had to have gone forward and like backed up that fucking hill, like right at a four-way stop.
We both looked at her, and we both looked at each other, and we're like, okay, I guess we'll just stop and see what's going on. There's already like an old guy trying to help her, and so we get out and we go to the fucking vehicle, and we're trying to like.
We're like talk. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. We like... Oh my. Shut up. This is difficult over Discord now.
Yeah, we don't have the same control as we used to when we could just look at each other.
I know. Yeah, okay, you go ahead, Jack.
Okay, like, but we were talking to this, like, trying to yell at this chick, like, put it in drive, put it in reverse. Man. She kept all her fucking windows up.
Every window was closed.
Every window was closed. Doors were locked.
Well, it was probably cold.
And she's like yelling. She's like, what do I do?
Yeah, we can hear her going, what do I do? What do I do? And she, like, me and Zach were pushing so hard on this chick's vehicle that I was going to leave a permanent dent in the side.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just flexing.
Tire rod, too, the way it was flexing.
Oh, man. Like, she was, like, the wheels were turned. If she would have gone any further, her tire rod would have fucking snapped immediately. Her A-arm gone backwards.
She was literally up 3 feet on the snowbank. Anyways, we ended up pushing her out, and as soon as she got out, she just hammers on the gas and drives out of there. Doesn't say thank you, doesn't say anything, just fucking hammers out.
Well, she didn't even say anything to us when we rolled up. Like, you would think, like, if it was me, I'd be like, hey, guys, this and this happened, and
yeah,
this is how I look this fucking stupid. And also, I'm stupid.
And also, and so, thanks for helping me.
Yeah, thanks for fucking stopping. I would thank people for stopping me even before they had gotten me out. And then, so like Zach said, we get her out, whatever, and she just fucking takes off. And me and Zach look at this guy that's helping us, and we're like, okay, all right. And then we all go to walk back to our vehicle. And when me and Zach sit in the truck, I look at the fucking snowbank right beside us. And what do I see?
On the other road, like
on the opposite fucking, side of the fucking thing.
Like 20 yards, like kitty corner to where we were. No. Exact same thing. She probably must have hit that corner before.
There was a fucking mark in the snow, just exactly like what we just pushed her out of.
That's insane. Yeah,
like she had to have been liquored.
So what I'm thinking is either hammered and didn't want to get out so that we could fucking whatever know that she was hammered and report her, or she was trying to do some sort of insurance shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you guys made the mistake on?
What's that?
Didn't whip out the fucking kitty litter to get her out.
The kitty litter.
Yeah, man. Slurper. You're supposed to fucking throw kitty litter in front of the tires and it'll give it traction.
Like salt?
No, like actual fucking cat litter.
Just basically gravel.
Why would we have kitty litter around? None of us own cats.
No, this is like a true thing. There were like
kitty litter.
There were people that I knew that would keep like cat litter in their vehicle just in case they got stuck.
Yeah, your people are so cheap to
travel. I wrote some shit down. No, oh yeah, me and Zach were watching Ghost Hunter show, like our ghost show earlier, and I just can't believe that that's even still like that's allowed to be on TV.
Ghost shows?
Yeah, like they're so clearly fake and like manipulative. They're just taking advantage of fucking gullible people. And like that story that we watched, it was this lady who was working as a nurse and her mom was dying in the hospital. And she was like, I hadn't slept in days. I was tired. I hadn't eaten.
I'm beyond stress.
I've been working so hard. And then my mom's dying in the hospital that I'm working in and I'm treating her or whatever. And then I start to hear voices in the room. I start to hear screaming. I hear talking coming from the other room. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, it was like when all this was happening, my mom looked like she was dying. It's like, well, yeah, she was fucking dying right in front of us. Like she's in the hospital, literally dying. And like, literally, everything she said could have just been attributed to being overtired.
Yeah, sleep deprivation. Everything. That's what I was gonna say.
Everything, and she's like extremely stressed out because her mom's dying or whatever. And like everything she said could have been considered, you know,
they say within like 24 hours you can start fucking hallucinating without sleep.
Oh yeah, absolutely you can. Like I know within, if I stay up for over 24, like shit starts to get a little bit weird, and then I get like that real energy spike where I don't feel tired anymore.
Yeah, you get like a second boost, but you still feel, it's just there is something almost spooky about it, though.
Yeah,
that like, feeling, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a very distinct feeling, and you feel like almost like you're fucking drunk, but you're completely lucid, you know?
Yeah. But it's fucked. I don't know, man. Sleep scares me, though.
Why? Because your body's going into a paralyzed state without your control?
Dude, listen to this, Pierce. So we moved in here, what, how long ago? Just over a month and a half now?
Yeah, and we moved in December 18th.
So say fucking 50 days. I bet you 30 out of the 50 days, man. And I've had a nightmare. Fucking like terrifying nightmares. Like the last 30 out of 50 fucking days, man. Like fucking bad. And I've never had a nightmare, I bet you, within fucking a year and a half before moving into this place.
Man, you guys need to hire a ghost hunter.
My house is... my house. It's been good for me. But
it's Zach's room. It's all the lead in the fucking walls, I told you.
I think Zach just has lead poisoning.
Yeah, he's hallucinating.
I think that's the least of my worries.
Yeah.
Cigarette poisoning.
What are you talking about?
Zach, literally before we started recording, he said, could I just sit in my truck and smoke cigarettes the whole time? Yeah, and also I saw when I was... the fuck was I and I saw this shit? Oh, I was at a comic book store yesterday, and I saw a ghost action figure of the guy from Ghost Hunters, Zach Bagans.
I don't know who that is.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about.
What is going on right now?
Huh?
What is all that noise?
Yeah, what's happening? That's me, Seth. Sounds like Zach's digging in an ice tray.
Zach's getting raped by the ghost.
This is all staying in because this is now known as the Scuffed Cast.
Oh, he actually went into his truck.
Zach's going to the store.
I had to go grab something.
Zach, I'm grabbing a Pepsi out of the fucking fridge, by the way.
A Pepsi?
Yeah, fucking. Leave me $5.
Anyway. So,
$5?
Wait. All right.
How are you still talking? Oh, right. Your headset's wireless.
I have a wireless headset. No big deal.
I don't even know the layout of your guys' house, honestly.
I hope you never come over and see it.
I hope you never come over and give me a fucking sweet, nice, smooth kiss on the lips. Anyway, so Zach Bagans' action figure at this comic book store I was at yesterday. Was that yesterday?
What a terrible last name, Bagans.
Bagans? Yeah, I know. Especially for... Is he famous? Especially for being a famous guy. Having a last name Bagans. Bilbo Bagans, I guess, but...
Dildo Bagans.
Who the fuck is going to buy a Zach Bagans action figure?
Don't come into my room, please.
No, because you have one.
Zach's putting in the ceremonious dip.
Ceremonious dip!
I'm trying to. I got about 9 in my room right now. I can't find one that's full.
So yeah, we're at this comic book store, and also at this comic book store, there was a fucking set jacket from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Did you buy it?
No. I was going to.
$200. But no, that's not bad. It's like legit. It's one of the guys on the, like, he was a contractor on the set. So that's pretty cool.
They say it was part of it.
Yeah, and it looks believable.
Yeah. So does my dick on photos.
So does Ghost Hunters, though. What did you say?
What?
I'm on Twitter right now, and I see Epstein's trending again. Oh, apparently Trump hired the lawyer who defended Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
And the guy who refused to prosecute Bill Cosby. This guy's a fucking baller.
Sounds like a stand-up guy.
He's a stand-up guy.
Well, he's probably just a fucking celebrity lawyer.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't want to be prosecuting Bill Cosby because he was probably still a big celebrity at the time, right?
Man, I'd be wanting to prosecute Bill Cosby.
Well, yeah, but we don't have careers on the line for doing that.
Says you. We got a podcast.
Yeah. This one goes out to Tommy, our only fucking listener.
Hey, my brother listens to him.
Your brother?
Hey.
Yeah, we got a fucking little following going.
Hey, boys.
What? You packing? I'm just literally scrolling through Twitter, blocking.
Why?
Everything I see. Because it's all fucking promoted tweets to look at some shitty fucking website.
Oh.
Oh, sick. My fucking headphone batteries are low. Sick!
Plug them in.
I will.
Roll the fuck up.
I said I watched a video last night about how people can cheat Spotify into making like tons of money with smartphone farms.
I believe it. Chinese people.
Well, no, it's like fucking everybody can do it, man. You just like put on like whatever. You make like a shitty song, and as long as you give it enough listens, because it counts as like after 40 seconds counts as a listen. So yeah, if you give it enough listens,
only make like a cent?
Well, you make like 3 cents per thousand or something, but 40 seconds, right? So however many seconds in a day.
We just have to be convincing for 40 seconds to get views?
Yeah.
To get money.
I don't know if that's the same for podcasts or not, but I hope it is.
I don't think you can monetize podcasts on Spotify. The only way you can make money off them is ads. You see that on Instagram all the time with these fucking... This is a tirade I've been on for a long time.
It's a crusade.
These stupid fucking tech chat, these tech pages on Instagram that will post like a girl spreading her asshole with like a pair of tweezers or something. And they'll be like, "What do you think of this?" And it's like, "What do you?"
You have to like it.
Well, yeah, I did. No, but it's like they'll show like a person eating like a live crab or something like that, and it'd be like, "This is crazy tech." but it's just a fucking Chinese ViewBot that takes videos and uploads it and then ViewBots the video. It's like, are we even human? Like, I know we're human, but are we in a human society anymore, or do bots just run everything? And all the comments, there's thousands of comments, and it's just bots.
See, that's kind of scary, dude.
Yeah, it is, man. I remember that one night, Pierce, I was just going off in that fucking group chat about these fucking bots.
I got worked up about it. I think it's weird that they can literally bot themselves and they make money off of themselves. Like, what the fuck, you know?
The fact that bots can just, like, are they self-sufficient enough that, yeah, for one, they can make money, but they also form, like, a little fucking community on Instagram. Yeah. It's so weird.
The bots are going to take over.
They will.
The fact of it, that fucking is, like, kind of weird that I think is, like, everybody's getting so distanced from society already, like, since social media and shit started happening. And it's, like, now it's, like, you don't... Even on social media, if that's what you're using, man, you don't even know if you're talking to a real fucking person, you know, or commenting or anything. It's like, you just don't know. It's fucking weird, man. It's like they all got personalities of their own, it seems.
Have you seen, this is from that same video that, who was it? French Montana got accused of, using like a botnet to get a whole bunch of listens on Spotify on one of his songs.
What?
Yeah,
I believe it, man. Have you seen that guy perform?
And then
the fucking Tyson fight.
Yeah, we watched him perform with the Tyson fight. It was fucking awful.
You know, how he got out of it? He was like, "Oh, 50 Cent bought these to try and say that I was botting."
What?
Why is 50 Cent like the catch-all for the bad guy in the music industry?
Everybody throws 50 under the bus.
Yeah.
Because he fucking goes after everyone and now everyone hates him. He just shits on everybody.
I'm sorry, Fofty.
Fofty. Remember 50. That bitch-ass guy?
That was hilarious.
What was even the story behind that?
I can't remember. He fucking took some money from him or something. And
this guy owed 50 Cent some money. He was a producer of his TV show.
Yeah.
And fucking 50 texted him. 50, he's my buddy.
He's my home city.
But 50 fucking texted him and was like, "Hey, you dirty motherfucker, where's my money?" And he's like, "Fofty, please." He spelled it Fofty, F-O-F-T-Y. "Fofty, please, I'll get your money." And it's like the most bitch. He bitched out so hard. And 50 made fucking t-shirts of it with saying, "Fofty, please."
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny, man.
Oh. So here's
a clown, man.
He's funny, though. Like, legit fucking funny.
He
clowns on people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I have like a weird me not likey. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you just don't like something?
Yeah.
Why'd you say it?
I know what you're saying, yeah, but why you have to ask if I know what you're saying?
This is the me no likey section.
Okay.
Oh.
So.
Oh, it's the me no likey corner. What's the jingle for the me no likey corner?
No.
Does that say nuts?
Yeah.
Not.
Okay, so me no likey, these fucking, how there's like a billion podcasts of these dudes like pushing their get rich quick schemes.
That's us.
Oh, fuck, I got a story.
That's us.
Yeah, you wish. But no, it's like
we're pushing our get rich quick scheme on our fucking shitty weekly podcast.
But you know what I mean? There's so many of them that are like, "Oh, be a millionaire before you're 21 and bullshit like this. And they're all it is like, there's like there's four categories that they're in. Either they're social media marketing, trying to teach you how to have a podcast. So like literally they're trying to eat their own tail, which we know is never going to work because it's fucking trial and error and it's chance if you actually get listens on here. Or it's Amazon FBA, that fucking bullshit all the time.
What is that?
So FBA is like fulfilled by, it's fulfilled by Amazon. So you just send your products after you source them from China to an Amazon warehouse and then they ship it for you.
Send it out. It's basically the easiest fucking way to be a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like you buy all these shitty items from like Alibaba.
Yeah.
And send them over to fucking Amazon Seattle and they'll just send them out to everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
People claim to be like these fucking geniuses.
Corporations.
Yeah. Well, like everyone who does it. I remember seeing this chick who's being so smug about it. She was like talking about how much of a genius she is, saying that she's revolutionizing the game, but she's actually just like every other fucking dropshipper.
Yeah. This has been going on since eBay, you fucking weirdo.
Oh, yeah.
But, and then there's the third. The third will always be fucking day trading guys. And not like normal day trading, but foreign exchange.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Like Forex traders?
I know what Forex traders. Your sister Forex trades.
Yeah, but I mean like those podcasts. There's huge communities around it, man. It's so fucking bad.
Sorry, I was I had to mute myself earlier because I was just talking to my roommate.
Yeah. Sick flex.
Our roommate?
Yeah.
Always acting like you're fucking better than me. This guy, every fucking day, Pierce, you have no idea what the fuck I gotta go through with this fucking guy.
So anyways, that's the end of Mino Likey. Mino Likey, your fucking shitty podcasts that get way too many views because people are desperate to make money by doing fuck all.
It just sounds like yourself.
Not getting rich quick. Being rich.
As big as this.
Yeah, I want my podcast to be bigger because I put effort into it. I don't just go and fucking put a bunch of bullshit in there like, oh, you just need to believe in yourself. The grind, bro. The grind every day. Like, fuck off.
You got to be limitless, bro.
We should do that.
Yeah, we're rebranding. We're Get Rich Quick fucking podcast.
We should rebrand. We're a finance podcast now.
Yeah.
Hey, so you guys ever heard of Robinhood? It's a really good and easy trading platform that I've been working on.
Yes. I'm more of a Wealth Simple kind of guy.
Here we go.
I had a friend at work trying to tell me that Wealth Simple is the way to go and how Robinhood is. He's like, yeah, I heard from my guy that Robinhood's going down the shitter. I was like, who's your guy, CNN?
Your guy.
Your fucking guy.
You're on Wall Street? That?
My insider.
Mike Bloomberg told him that.
Yeah.
Mikey.
BNN.
My boy Mikey.
No, that was just... Fuck. He's like, yeah, man. Like, so they're closing on GME stocks, like, super high, and then they opened even higher.
Yeah, like, that's...
Yeah.
That's overnight trading.
That's called... Yeah, that's called dead time and overnight trading, man. I don't know if you've ever... He's like, yeah, I've just been BNN open on my computer all day looking at these stocks, man. It changes by the second. I was like, yeah, it does.
That's how they work.
That's how they work. He's like, these stocks are going crazy. He just thinks like these stocks changing by the second is like new.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well,
I think people are getting stupider with the quarantine, man.
Well, also, I noticed since... COVID hit, everyone's an expert on everything. So everyone's an expert, a scientific medical expert. Everyone's a fucking law expert. Everyone's a fucking economics expert. All when they get like, they read one thing on Twitter where it's like,
They read Facebook posts from people who aren't qualified in anything and just think that's the way it is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They just believe. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. And yeah, they'll just take that as God's word.
Man, we are alienating probably any sort of fucking fans that we'll ever have.
Why? We're making fun of stupid people?
Yeah. We don't want you.
No, we don't want you. I fully support what guys are doing with fucking Dogecoin and fucking GME and AMC stocks because that's funny. But to me, it's just funny. Like, and it's funny to see hedge funds get fucked in the ass like they've been doing to everyone else.
Yeah.
So I'm not alienating those guys. Any guys from Wall Street Bets, come on over.
Yeah. Come chill. Unless you're looking for a finance podcast, we are not it.
Yeah.
Or we are it. Whatever you want.
We're literally the people that we are just talking about that we hate.
Yeah.
We are literally talking about how much we hate these people who are experts in shit as we talk about shit. No, you're not experts in.
Yeah, we're experts in fucking hating other people.
We're the definition of hypocrites. What if you do that? Fuck you.
We're professional fucking salt. That's what we are.
Yeah. Did you guys fucking... This is a bit of a pivot on the heels. Did you guys see that a bomb went off in Nashville on Christmas Day? Did you see that bomb?
Was that in the van?
I saw the video.
Yeah, in the RV.
Dude, did you hear the video? Fuck, man. That gave me chills.
The voice talking like, get out of here or whatever?
It's like, there's a bomb in the van. You have like fucking X amount of time.
That's exactly what it said. You have like, I don't know, fucking an exact amount
of time to get out of here. Hold on, I'm going to smoke a dirt and I'll take the timer.
No, it said, that's... yeah, like 15 minutes, get out of here. He didn't want to kill anyone. He just wanted to explode fucking AT&T.
Yeah.
Why? Why would you want to explode AT&T?
It had to do with Q, didn't it? QAnon or whatever?
I don't know what that is.
Maybe.
You don't know. No. It had to do with the voting system. It had to do with the AT&T makes the voting machines.
What? Oh.
And so this guy was pissed off about fucking, I don't know, being a loser and fucking decided to blow up AT&T because he has nothing better to do with his life.
The rigged election, buddy.
Yeah. Did you see the video, though? When it exploded, it like pulled things in.
That's fucked. Probably from
look at the video.
Some
crazy.
Sort of pressure difference or something like that.
I don't know.
I'm no bomb expert.
Our guest, Ted Kaczynski. I hope he's doing good out there. Teddy. Our first guest ever. Yeah. Our first sponsor
first
ever,
sponsor,
I mean.
Sponsored. Yeah. Teddy K.
Teddy K, yeah. Matthew.
Do you think you're going to have a lot more business with Biden and now an oil field there, Pierce, or no?
Oh, absolutely. What they don't realize is they cancel that pipeline, and they're trying to cancel our pipeline over to Ontario right now, too, because it dips into the States, which I don't really care because that means more trains.
Which pipeline's that?
I think it's...
What did they shut down? The Keystone?
Yeah.
Keystone XL.
XL was Hardisty to wherever, fuck, way down south.
Nick was working on a pipeline... Like my brother through Edmonton.
Yeah.
They're trying to shut that one down?
No, that would be. Is he on the Transwest or where is he?
Transwest.
Yeah. No, that one is just slow moving. Like really slow moving.
It's like every plan for everything ever in Canada, fuck.
Well,
anywhere in the world.
As my insider information tells me, they got to the mountains, right? And they said, oh, fuck, this is a little bit harder to get through than we had calculated.
Can they not pull up shit anymore?
Oh, they can. It's just they didn't fucking, I don't know, consider the density of the rock. Like, yeah, it's a granite mountain.
How do you underestimate the density of a fucking mountain?
Yeah, impressive, right?
That is so stupid.
But anyway, yeah, the Transwest is still going. The Keystone, they shut that. And, I think it's line 5 that goes over to Quebec. I can't remember. But they're trying to shut that right now. And the benefit of all this is that Biden also said that, he put a pause on new drilling and a pause on fracking too, I believe. So that means, or new leases, I believe.
All across the States.
Yeah.
He said Holocaust.
So that just
says the Holocaust.
That just means that they're not going to be producing. They're going to have to be buying, and we are the main supplier of U.S. oil. So,
hey, boomtown, baby.
Let's hope it goes up. And the thing is, he's like, oh, it's so much whatever, fucking environmentally friendly to shut down that pipeline. They're still going to be buying the oil, which means it's going to have to be trained now. Well, to run a pipeline, no, it's all by train.
It's safer. Safer to run pipeline than train.
It's safer, and a fucking train needs fuel to go down there. Efficient. So you're gonna be creating more pollution by hauling that fucking oil down there by train.
And, it has to be way more expensive to run it by train than it does fucking.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, for sure it does. But there's probably an upside to also using a train, like maybe in terms of economically speaking. Because then if you eliminate the need for a train in transporting oil, wouldn't that create some sort of vacuum? How much freight do trains move other than oil? Like that's cutting out a big...
That's true, because they're basically oil, grain, And yeah, fucking lots sea
of grain,
cans.
Man. Lots of grain.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true, so, but yeah. I definitely think we'd be seeing a lot less.
Yeah, there would be a lot of fluid trains that would get retired.
Yeah, like CN would probably take a big hit.
Yeah.
There was a fucking dude that I work with still. His brother, I believe. He was a conductor for a train station, or like conductor, still is, I guess, for trains. And like every day he'd get a list of what was all on his train. And it didn't say in what specific order. And at least one cart on every single fucking train there was a money cart.
Oh, yeah, just, I've heard about that.
Just stacked full of fucking money, but you never know what cart it is.
Huh. For banks and stuff?
Yeah.
Well, is that like, so he'd be like an engineer then or a conductor?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. One of the two. He drives planes.
Yeah. If he drives them, that means he's an engineer, I believe.
He could.
No, that would be conductor. Engineer.
No, conductor's a rail yard guy.
What?
Yeah.
No.
I'm pretty sure.
Like, mean like he drives when they reach a rail yard?
No, a conductor like fucking tells the trains where to go and that kind of shit, doesn't he? Okay, look it up.
Controls it, yeah.
A conductor is the guy in the hat.
I was sure that engineer is the you know what? If anybody listening to this is an expert on trains, tell us which one is right.
I know a guy who works for CN. I don't want to text him. Engineer? I'm not that close to him. No, he's like a fucking, I don't know.
Conductor?
What? Okay. Don't cut any of this out. Leave this in. So I searched up train conductor to send you a fucking picture. So the picture itself isn't funny, but the article that's attached to this picture it's from reductress.com, and it says 6 sexy train conductors that say choo choo all aboard my train. I have to snip that. That is so funny.
Choo-choo all aboard my dick.
Fuck, that's awesome. So just have a look at that picture.
Okay, I'll use that as the cover.
Please do it. All aboard. This episode has to be named All Aboard the
All aboard my dick.
Yeah, but All Aboard My Dick is the title. What were we even talking about?
Fucking Zach asked money me cards. About Zach asked me about how oil's gonna go up.
Right. As if you think it is.
So that's the finance corner of our podcast. So
yeah, we're professionals in everything we do.
Now we're hitting everything. We need to have what's another popular podcast?
The official podcast.
I don't know. No, let's do something about true crime next. We're going to hit.
Okay. I'd be down to do a true crime episode. Man.
I'd be down if we actually studied shit.
That's true. We should.
Yeah, we should do that.
We should just do episode where we do one of everything from every popular podcast, like all the different categories.
We could do that.
Just a mashup.
I wasn't listening. I was looking at a shoe.
Nice.
We actually got to study shit then.
What did you say?
It's true.
Because I'm stupid as fuck.
Hello?
Yeah, I'd have to have
hello.
What did you say? I wasn't listening to anything you guys said. You
said you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
This guy's such a cunt to live with, man.
What? How?
I come home every day. I don't even make it up 2 stairs. Runs around the corner, fucking kicks me downstairs. He's like, you're a fucking fag. You don't deserve to be here. I'm like, fuck, okay, sick. I fucking take off my jacket. I finally walk upstairs. He's got his balls hanging out. Slaps them on my forehead before I get to the fucking stairs. He's like, yeah, you like those, you fucking loser? I'm like, not really.
He does.
No,
he does.
Jake, this is what Jake does to me every fucking
day. He does
day.
Like him.
I cook fucking supper. Guy walks by, right on my fucking plate. He's like, eat that, pussy.
This sounds like the beginning of an awesome gay porno.
I was getting to that.
Hey, roommate.
What are you doing, roommate?
That's such a sad attempt at making a stupid joke. Hey, roommate.
For listeners, this is kind of a tester fucking around too with Discord.
Yeah,
so.
This is pilot episode the second.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. It's going to be fucking terrible.
Well, it's hard. We can't, like, flow as easy as we used to because we're not looking at each other right now.
And well, and just the delay, like there's a second delay as well.
Yeah,
we haven't done this in 6 months. We've been away from each other, so it's not like we've all shared the same fucking stories too. You know what I mean?
Some of us have been away from each other.
Yeah, but some of us don't want to be living with the people that we live with and are forced to. So, and
Zach is creating a false narrative.
You fall into a deep depression because you get treated like such a fucking piece of shit because of the people around you. And
yeah. Everybody keeps calling you Tard Boy all the time.
Wow.
You suck a guy's dick once and all of a sudden you're a fag. Like, I'm just kidding. I haven't.
I'm just kidding.
Fuck, I'm glad to be back, honestly.
Yeah. Welcome back to This Week in Irrelevant.
Now we're back. That was all an intro.
Yeah. That was for the first intro. Time we actually say the show's name.
Yeah, I don't know.
So we
didn't even do the classic intro, Jake.
Okay, I'm gonna do the classic intro now that we have our fourth right person now. In here. So welcome back to This Week in Irrelevance, everybody. Been a while. As always, I'm the best host, Jake.
I'm Zach.
I'm Pierce.
And?
This is your boy, Landon.
Landon has joined the show. First guest of the year.
Welcome.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here. Appreciate you guys having me on the show.
I don't think you'll ever top our other fourth guy, but I'm glad to glad to have you in here, bud.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I hope I can live up to the standards.
Your names came across in the podcast a couple of times, actually.
Uh-oh.
We have talked about you on this show before. I can't remember what the context was or what we were even talking about.
Good
but nothing
looking, funny, great guy. I don't know, something along the lines of that.
I'd say so.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go with that. I won't watch any of the other episodes.
No, don't bother going and checking.
Or watch any episode, to be real.
This is a... as far as anyone knows, this is the very first episode of this podcast.
Our own friends don't listen to this fucking shit. Can you believe that?
I mean, I'm afraid to tell most of my friends.
I live in the house with these two guys. They started a podcast. They made so many episodes, I didn't listen to fucking one.
So many. We had 10 episodes.
We have 11, actually.
Oh, and now I'm a part of it. Yeah.
To be fair, the other host didn't listen to a single episode, and he was on it the whole time.
Yeah, you got to carry the torch.
No shade. Love the guy. But...
who? I didn't know if you meant or Ben. I didn't know.
Moving on.
I love them both.
Moving on.
Why are you guys making this awkward, man?
I'm not. I'm moving on.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fucking dicks, man. See what I live with?
Okay.
If somebody out here is fucking watching this video, please call fucking child services and get me.
Yeah.
Zach's little brother needs some help.
Yeah, Zach's little fucking brother.
Little hairy brother. Finnegan's here with us as well.
Yeah, he's still around.
I don't know how.
But at least he isn't getting tangled in cords, hitting his head on the table, barking, eating my...
been in the new house, sort of.
Like, sort of, yeah.
Like, he hasn't been wrecking shit.
To be fair, he's been 900% better than how he was at the old house.
Yeah, because he didn't have somebody beating him at this house.
All right, moving on.
He's never been beaten.
When he's not munching my shoes or knocking my glasses off my face, he's actually a pretty good dog.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, he's still pretty young yet, so he's got time to mature.
You know how smart I was when I was a year old?
Isn't he the equivalent to like 7?
Yeah, he'd be like 7. That's even worse.
I was a fucking booger picker.
That's worse than when you're first born.
Yeah, yeah.
He's as smelly as a 7-year-old too.
What?
I said he's as smelly as a 7-year-old too. Brushes his teeth just as much.
Yeah, fucking guy needs to brush.
Yeah, it's fucking man. You haven't brushed in 7 years, though. How would your breath smell?
Straight bag breath.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's what you get your own loads, fuck.
Yeah, I don't know if it's Zach's breath or if
at least Finn's at least breath. I can brush my teeth after I do it. Like
you don't give him the option to. That's the problem.
That's it, I guess.
Are you still there? Yeah. Okay, Dole.
Zach,
we have we have a question from earlier that you didn't get to answer. Nuts in or nuts out when you piss?
Nuts in or nuts out?
Yeah.
Of your nuts out for sure. Hanging.
Yep. Yep.
For sure.
I'm still flip flopping. I haven't.
I feel like it's just weird not. I don't know.
I haven't.
I don't know if I've ever even tried it the other way. To be quite honest, I think it's just how I've always done it. Like when I drop my pants to my ankles, they're out anyways, right?
That's the joke I made.
Wasn't there a guy that you guys knew that used to fucking piss like that in high school?
His name was Sean. Me and Zach went to elementary school with him. But to be fair, we were like,
you would walk into the bathroom and he is fully cheeked out, man.
Lifting his shirt up in the
fully
front.
Cheeked out. Yeah, you would have his shirt tucked under his chin and his pants and his gitch around his fucking. You'd be completely naked standing in a urinal.
Yeah, legit.
And he's that like half handicapped kid who wore fucking sweatpants every day. He fucking Kit Kats in gym class.
Yeah, he ate a fucking Coffee Crisp every morning in gym class and drank a fucking 2 liter of Coke.
Fuck, I can't believe that. I feel like that's like a universal character that every fucking elementary school has, because I have a kid in mind that's exactly like that.
I'm starting to find, though, like everybody in this world lives the same fucking life, man.
There's certain characters in everyone's life and they're all the same.
I don't know.
Oh, dude, you should have seen, like, this kid in my grade 4 class. We were all just in class, whatever, and he went to go take a piss, and all of a sudden, he comes back in, door swings wide open. He's holding his sock in the air. It's off. It's dripping wet. And he looks at us and he goes, "Who did this? Who pissed on the floor in the bathroom?" He was wearing shoes when he went to go piss in the bathroom. Stepped in piss right at the urinal, dude. And he was holding it in his hand, showing it to the class, dude.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
Oh man!
Brings a piss sock into the class, just drip all over.
Why would you do that?
It was a tall sock, so it was just dripping. It was just he was just holding it. It was almost touching the ground. It was so gross.
I don't know.
I have a vivid memory from elementary school about there's a kid below us. In class, I mean, not just kidding. No,
yeah,
in, like,
yeah. Whoa!
He was going below me. On him all the time. He was like, fuck you. No, he was below me in grade, and I walked into the bathroom one day.
What's the initials?
I don't even know. I think his name was Ethan or something. He had glasses, but he was kind of a nobody, from what I can remember. And I think we were in grade 4, Zach.
Okay.
And I walked into the bathroom. It was in the old, like, in the young kid hallway at our school. Remember the other hallway before we moved into the rotunda?
Yep.
So I walked into the bathroom, and I went to go take a piss, and this kid's, like, crying. And I'm like, hey, man, what's up? And he fucking looks at me, and he's bleeding from his eyes. Like, it's like he's crying blood out of his eyes.
No, I remember that. Zoe, like, my sister's best friend, that's her brother.
Yeah. Oh, okay. What's his name? Just we'll bleep it out. Yeah, he's a tall kid, right?
Yeah, he's like fucking 6'7", though.
Yeah, so I walked into the fucking... like, it was super fucking freaked me right out, man.
Oh, yeah.
I remember seeing it. Like, both eyes, dude, like, streaming blood.
I remember that. Dude, I had nightmares. I'm going to tell you why. Okay, I watched... Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. But, fuck, man. I watched a show about... And we were in like fucking fourth or fifth grade, like you said. And I watched a show where this person got possessed and they started bleeding from their eyes, man. Like 2 weeks before.
Oh, no.
Like legitly, man. And I don't know why. Like it was such a weird fucking coincidence. And I saw that and I fucking like, or I heard about it. I didn't even fucking see it. And I fucking freaked out, man.
Yeah, I flipped out. I didn't know what to do. I remember I just ran down the hallway and I went and told, like, not even our teacher, just, like, a teacher that was in the hallway.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you can't talk about this to anyone. Obviously, I went and told everyone this. That's how Zach heard about it. But like, but it was like, the way they said that made me feel like, yeah, that happens all the time. And like, it's a bad thing that like I can't be telling people about. And obviously that them trying to scare me didn't work.
See, I hate teachers, but, man, like that too. For a reason. It's like, they'll do anything to like belittle people. Like,
oh man, gym teachers.
Like, how do you not tell people that?
Gym teachers. Man, I have a bone to pick with fucking gym teachers, man. I like have had such a bad experience with them. Like, and my theory around gym teachers is they could never make it in sports. They were always the shitty one on the team. So they just decided to get a job as a gym teacher and beat the shit out of kids in dodgeball all day so they can feel good for once. And I think that might stand up.
Kind of sounds like vibes to me. Might
stand up.
Like that's a legit. That sounds legit for one of my fucking high school gym teachers.
So there was a kid. I don't know if I've told this story on here before.
Complete sweatshop.
He was waiting to tell the story for a minute.
Yeah, he hasn't said anything.
So I don't know if I've told this story. I think I have, but I can't remember. But there's this kid.
Okay, so don't worry about telling us then.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
There was this kid in elementary school, right? And I remember that he used to keep chocolate milk in his locker.
Loser!
Oh, I already know where this is going.
But, like, non-refrigerated, he would keep a jug of chocolate milk in his locker for, like, a week and just sip off of it.
And he would drink it all week.
Yeah, that's a true story.
No.
Yeah.
Straight out the motherfucking jug?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so grim.
And then what?
Closed.
That's the end of the story. That's all I have. Oh.
I really liked his character arc.
Yeah. Well, it's just such a weird thing that I remember from like the second grade, you know?
Oh, man. There's so much weird shit that happened in our
school. Jake remembers all this shit. I'll remember nothing, man.
I have a
you
fucking...
were sleeping half the time.
That's true.
I remember another one of my vivid memories is I've told Zach about this before. In grade 6 or 7, whenever we had that really hot teacher, one of them,
Sammy.
The one that had like 84 kids. Me and Sammy? Zach. Yeah. Her initials could be initialized
as Sammy.
But anyway, semen is in her name actually, but. And on her face. DNA. So we fucking, me and Zach were sitting. I got moved to the front of the class with Zach right beside him. I usually sat at the back, but I think me and my other retarded friends were being stupid. I don't know why. And I got moved up beside Zach. And fucking every single time this teacher turned her back to us, Zach would lean over to me and say, I just want to fuck her so bad. We're in like grade 6. I want to fuck her so bad. Oh my god. I just remember that.
Would have enough dick to touch your pussy.
It was like at that prime age where we're discovering like that we have dicks. And like Jack was just like the horniest kid in the world.
Jake just wakes up in the morning and goes to take a piss.
Whoa!
What the fuck is that?
I'm still waiting for that day.
Imagine if one day you didn't have a dick, there's nothing there, and it just popped out.
You'd be so like a plant?
You'd be so freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, yeah, man. Fuck on. That was like, I think that's every kid's fucking fetish, man, at some point, to like fuck one of their teachers.
And it happens so much nowadays, and I get so pissed off. That all these teachers are so hot too,
and they didn't let me shoot my shot.
Yeah, no. What the fuck? Obviously, I was just too ugly.
You just didn't have the balls.
No, I had the balls. I had the balls.
I just hit puberty late. That's why I didn't.
You're coming up to your like 35-year-old teacher, and you're flirting with her when you're like the sixth grade.
Yeah, it obviously worked for some.
Not even flirting, just saying I want to clap her cheek.
Yeah, that's just a fucking vivid memory.
That's mostly in high school though that teachers do that. I can't believe kids rat out. Fuck all those pussies though, man.
Honestly,
that say like, oh, dude, my super hot teacher who's 15 years older than me, let her fucking me smash. Clap her cheeks. Yeah, just cream pie in those sweet walls, and I'm going to fucking rat on them. Like,
yeah, why? I'm going to tell all my buddies, and I'm going to tell my parents that I'm fucking my teacher. You're retarded,
yeah,
dude.
Keep your fucking mouth shut.
Nobody. I wouldn't tell nobody. I wouldn't even tell the boys.
No, I wouldn't tell my friends either, man.
No, you would hold on to that until you're, like, fucking graduated.
Oh, for sure. And then I'll go back for some more.
Then we'd start dating because them. It's cool now.
Well, then you can hold it over their heads. Yeah. And you just black money out of them. Yeah.
Yo, I clapped your cheeks. I was fucking 16, bro.
Okay, I'm going to, if I ever have a kid, I'm going to teach him to do that.
Teach him to do that.
I'm just going to tell him, if you ever get into this situation, not pushing you into it, get into it, don't tell anyone, and then hold it over the head and we can make a lot of money afterwards.
See, that's something that's fucked up, though. You know what I mean? Like, we think it's so cool to be able to, if a dude fucked his teacher.
But if it's the other way around.
If a guy teacher fucked a fucking 16-year-old student, that's the most fucked thing in the world.
That is fucked up, though. It's a clear double standard, but it's a legit double standard.
Yeah, but it's still that seems so much more fucking disgusting. That
it
a
does
guy
seem
worse.
I don't know. I feel like it has to do with the penetration. An old man is inside of your daughter. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But it also has to do with boys are they can defend themselves. Girls, I think the common public
misconception. Not even a misconception. But
the public opinion is that girls that age can't defend themselves. Maybe. Or, they don't know to defend. I think that's where the problem lies.
Yeah, it's like they're...
That's the difference.
They're getting advantage taken of them.
Yeah, the teachers are taking advantage of
them. Whereas
girls fucking hit puberty before guys do, though. They're smarter at a younger
age. Yeah, I know, but if a fucking dude teacher tried to touch me, I'd headbutt him.
Oh, dude.
I don't know if a chick would headbutt him.
I'd be swinging for the fences.
I'd be ripping his cock off.
But that's the thing, too, though, I think, is, if you were a dad and you heard that your teacher fucked your daughter, man, you would go kill the fucking guy.
Oh yeah.
But if your son came up to you and was like, yo, I clap Mrs. fucking S's cheeks, he's a babe,
high fives all around,
your dad would be dapping you
keyword.
Up,
yeah, keyword though, a babe. If I was fucking the fucking library goblin, my dad would probably go and beat the shit out of her, because then at that point, if it's an ugly teacher, if it's an ugly teacher, I feel like if it's an ugly teacher, then there's a problem. If it's a hot teacher, there's no problem. You know what I mean, though? Because
I still don't think,
to me personally, if there's a kid fucking an ugly teacher, he obviously doesn't want to, so there's something else going on.
Okay, but you gotta define a fucking kid, man. Like, the people that are having sex
15, let's say 15.
15. All right.
Okay, this is such a weird conversation, man.
Love is love, buddy.
Shut up. That's a pedophile joke, fuck. You're a fucking pedophile.
Zach, you've made jokes on this podcast before.
Not directly like that. Not fucked up shit.
Lerlana, do you remember what he said earlier?
Yes. Oh, man.
Hey, you guys are making me look all bad, and this is actually a very bad subject.
Okay, no, we'll move on.
Okay,
it did get a little crazy there, but
just to be clear, none of us are pedophiles or are aspiring pedophiles.
No, if I ran into a pedophile, I'd probably kill the motherfucker. For real.
Most likely.
That's like
the dude female pedophile.
Was she hot?
if she's not hot, kill her. If she's hot, don't kill her.
But there's no, man, I need to get into this. This is gonna flash back and look super
kidding.
Bad on me.
I'm
but
kidding.
If a super hot fucking chick smash a 17-year-old, she's still considered a pedophile, even though she's 17. You know what I mean? And full and well what you fucking want. When you're 17 years old, you're very capable of making rational decisions and stuff like that when you're 17 years old.
Yeah. There's also the power dynamic, too. That's another problem.
Yeah, look at Call Me Carson.
Yeah, he held power. The teacher holds power over your head. I think that, that's a huge issue as well as the pedophilia. But also, if you're a woman and you're actively chasing a younger kid like that, there is, that's Yeah, that's clearly something wrong with you.
There's something wrong with you. Yeah.
Like, legit, there's something wrong with you. At the end of the day, there's something wrong with you. Now I can get back to running for prime minister. This won't come back on me anymore.
I think we threw all of our careers out the window the second we started this podcast.
You haven't fucking you haven't diddled enough kids to run for prime minister.
Oh, oh yeah.
Oh, oh, that's a shot at you, JT.
I feel like that's more of an American thing. What is with this uptick in fucking? Nah, let's get off this subject.
Why? This Please, is a fucked up making subject. Me uncomfortable. Like, this isn't cool.
I was gonna make another really bad joke, but
guys,
okay, let's move on.
Guys, uncomfortable talking about pedos. That's kind of a. It's kind of a weird that, signal. That there's
not that. Uncomfortable. We're talking, yeah. We're talking about like what would be the right situation for a pedophile to make a move on, like. You know what I mean? Like, you guys are fucking being weird about it.
I was just talking about fucking your teacher.
I know, and I said I wish I would have when I was younger.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't say anything either. I kept my mouth shut during that one.
You get so you, when are you coming back to fucking North Dakota here, Pierce?
I don't know. A few months, probably.
I tell to you stay or to...
I thought you said February. That's in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Like, I might come up this month sometime just for a little trip.
Yeah.
Do Is it. He going to come stay here or do what?
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, either that or stay at the lake.
Oh, know. Really?
So, let's do some hot tenting.
Yeah. I think that'd be fun. I don't know where my stove is, though. I can't remember where I put it when I got home.
Isn't it... In your kitchen?
Oh, yeah, well, here we go.
Why would you move it? Yeah, why would you just bring it with you?
It's mobile. I got a little cart. I take it with me everywhere.
Earlier, we were talking about, or we were watching women's college basketball. And
is this a joke?
Nothing but net and that sport. I just, it's such good watching. But we were watching it, and we got on the topic of hot chicks in sports because I talked about a girl with in the WNBA with a really fat ass. So we just started talking about a bunch of chicks' asses in sports and whatever. And in my search for this woman, I searched up girl in WNBA with big ass, and it pulled up a porn video. And it was called girl with what was it again? Voluptuous fat ass, something like that. Makes it to the WNBA or something like that. Yeah, and. The fucking thumbnail was a chick spreading her asshole. And then I clicked on it and we watched it together. And there was fucking... All of us had our pants
together.
On. We watched it. Well, we did watch it together. Guys, we were watching it and it was just this chick fucking playing basketball with this guy. And then I fast forward and this guy's just like spreading her asshole. And he's fucking getting in there like big time. And he goes, what's this? This is a piece of toilet paper? He throws
it out. I got it for you.
I got this for wow, man. The guy pulled out a piece of toilet paper out of this chick's ass.
Fucking.
No, it was her fucking lips.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was her lips. I'll show you some pictures of what the difference between each one is, Jake.
Alma Smego level fucking
and then Jake
porno.
Ended up at he ended the video after that and then I go, well, did she make it? who signed her? Oh fuck,
the Vegas spreaders.
I always laugh when I see people like doing those comparisons, like women should be getting paid a lot more in sports and it should be equal, you know, to what men get paid. And it's just, they're so,
it's all about the fan base. So that's where all the money comes from.
Like, it's about how many people watch you. If you guys had more viewers, you would make more money. So,
or if you're good at what you did.
Play better. Who do you know? Like, who do you personally know that owns a WNBA jersey?
Nobody.
Not a single person.
I don't know anybody who wants to watch a WNBA.
I didn't even know you could buy one.
Yes.
Like, I mean, you know, that was a thing, the WNBA.
Yeah, can you actually go to those games?
Well, not anymore, but yeah, you could before. Nobody did, though.
They have the same amount of fans now as they did before.
Yeah.
Parents and friends and family.
It's kind of similar to like if we said we should get paid the same as Joe Rogan because we're both podcasts.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
Obviously, we're obviously way better, and we're way underpaid.
We're definitely way underpaid.
We have way better stories, dude.
Yeah, fuck. We're this
better guess.
This podcast so far, we're in the negative heavy.
We're losing money.
Yeah, we're fucking. We bought stickers. Nobody wanted them.
Yeah,
we got. What?
I didn't get no stickers.
You didn't even listen to the podcast.
Yeah,
part of it now.
What's the name of the podcast right now?
I have an irrelevance.
Okay.
Okay.
You get a sticker. You get a sticker.
But to be fair, it wasn't because I didn't think it was gonna be good. It's because I just straight up don't watch podcasts. Like you guys always talk about you're watching like Joe. Well, fuck, you know what I mean. But like I've listened to like the odd Joe Rogan podcast, but like I don't go out of my way to go and listen to them. You know, like it's just not my thing. You know.
Yeah. Oh, I got you.
People just listen to music, and people watch YouTube videos. You know, like it's just not something. Like maybe definitely something I would get into, but like.
Okay, this is a serious question then, Dole. For like, for our advertising, it's like, what do you think that like we could do as like podcast makers and producers and shit like that? How do we get people like you more interested in their shit?
Good question.
Like what would catch your attention to be like, fuck, I want to listen to these guys.
Yeah, as someone who doesn't listen to podcasts.
Okay, well for me, like every time we talk is literally just like it's just goofy, it's stupid. Like we all have the same sense of humor. So like
But like if I, you didn't like, know us.
If I didn't know you, fuck. Well, I like comedy a lot. Like I don't know. Like I don't really know what I would be drawn to. I guess just mainly like
if you saw a couple snippets of like the podcast on
if you showed me like three different podcasts, just say one's like factual and the other one is like just like guys just bullshitting and whatever else, I'd probably go for the guys that are just bullshitting and laughing and telling jokes and stuff, right? Like a good vibe where you can just sit there, relax, and kind of relate, you know?
Just because of the simplicity of it.
Exactly. I wouldn't be into something to go and listen to like an hour and a half long podcast of these guys just spitting facts, you know? Like that's just not what that's I'm boring. Into. I would way rather come into something and just kind of like listen to relatable. Their stories. And yeah, exactly. Like the stories we were talking about before, like when we were talking about like in elementary school, how there was always that one kid in every school that everyone knows, right?
Yeah.
Like it's just something that you can relate to and sit there and laugh about, you know?
Let me pitch something to you. Would you be interested if you saw something like, say we were to make a fucking... like a decent video, pretty funny, you know, that kind of shit.
I'm sorry, that. Would that draw you to it? Scheme for a second.
What?
When you said let me get pitch something, I thought you were gonna give up pyramid scheme or something as a fucking joke.
That happened to you the other day.
What?
Didn't it?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, carry on. Sorry, Pierce.
No, I'm just saying, like, if you saw, like, say, a pretty well-done video of us just fucking around and just being guys, would that attract you to watching it?
I'd say so, yeah. Like, for example, like, you know, when we go out on the boat and we just do stupid shit, right? Like, just bullshit. Whatever, like, jumping off the boat and fucking, like,
bullshit. And
just exactly, just doing what we literally do every summer, right? Like, if I saw just, like, I wouldn't want to put it as like a montage, but like just like a video.
Yeah, a decent edit kind of thing.
Just memories, even, you know, like if I saw someone post a video like that with music and funny moments and shit, I would definitely look further into it, you know?
Yeah.
See, me and Jake were talking about that last night, that we should do that, exactly that.
Like videos. Yeah,
not like live for sure, but like I would definitely catch my eye for sure. Because like if I never knew about like
if you never knew any of us or never heard of any of us.
Yeah, like if I never knew or heard anything about you and I just all of a sudden came across one of the clips, I guess what I would wanna hear is just like something funny, like just like telling jokes and just everyone getting together laughing and just like telling relatable stories.
Yeah.
And then like Pierce saying, if there's a video or whatever to go on with it, just so I can get a background of what they're all about, you know, then I would definitely, I think, catch my eye a lot more than a lot of others, you know.
I really do think videos are a lot easier to reach out to people than fucking podcasts are.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Rather than just like the disembodied voices talking to them.
Well, like exactly. That's where I was like kind of coming from to begin with. Like, I was never really a guy to just sit down and listen to a podcast, right? I'd much rather watch a video or just listen to music, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But now that I've kind of got a background of it, like, I know what it's about and I know where they're coming from and everything, that it's a lot more relatable, I guess. It makes it a lot more enjoyable for myself.
Well,
if you think, get what I'm saying, it's kind of hard to describe. It's kind of a
I
get what you're saying. We do, we need to, the way we've been going about this podcast is we sort of, we record it, we brunt it out, we say stupid stuff, and then we record it and wait for a reaction based on what we're putting into that podcast specifically. But I think what we should be doing is getting like external things that leads to our podcast.
Yeah.
You know, like, right, like you said, like doing videos outside of the podcast, like, to get people more connected to who we are so that they want to listen to us.
Yeah.
More.
Giving a background to that situation that happened.
That's exactly it. Giving them, like, you can see where they're coming from, right? If somebody threw a channel of, like, say, these same four guys doing the exact same thing we're doing, and you just threw it on, I started listening to it, I'd be like, okay. But if I can see a face behind the story, I guess it may be able to make it a lot more like understanding, and I can see where people are coming from, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like, this is like just an opinion, but it's like if, even if we did do something like that, I think like our main frame should always be the podcast.
Yeah, well, basically,
you know, you know what I mean? And it's like,
yeah, I'm not trying to convince you to go away from it. I just think there's another angle that you can approach it.
Absolutely. Yeah. But like, you think of Joe Rogan, you don't think of just the podcast. You think of him being in UFC and fucking all this other too, right?
For sure.
Yeah. It's like
that we're trying to compare to him.
But when any celebrity gets a podcast, you know what I mean? Like, they already have a following, so they can just go on there and fucking shit talk whatever they want, which is basically what we do. We just gab and fuck around, right? So
yeah, exactly.
We need to have a background to it, I think.
I agree.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea for sure.
Yeah. And it's not like, hard to do.
If people could, like, if they could see where our humor comes from, they would understand it a whole lot more, you know.
Yeah, like for example, what we had talked about before with the fucking your teacher shit. Like, that's just those are things that we say for laughs. It goes for anything. Like, that's just our humor. Like, we'll be talking about something and then we'll just elevate it and keep it going until one of us is like, well, this is kind of fucked up. And that's where the funny lies to me.
Man,
and to a lot of us.
Is that realizing just makes me, going that way just, too far?
That just makes me think of the fucking the Talladega Nights, Jake.
The fucking commentary?
The commentary is so funny, man.
Yeah, like, they just fucking keep going and they keep adding to shit and they keep going. Like, when we talk about something, we just keep adding to it and adding to it until it becomes something so bastardized you can't even recognize what we were talking about in the first place.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
But
that's our humor is.
That's our promise to the viewers. We're gonna try it. We're gonna make some videos this year. Not like fucking real soon here, but in a few months. And it's gonna be enjoyable. We have a video that we've done, which was our camping video, but I only have half of the footage because Zach has the other half.
Well, when you come, if you come this month and stay with us.
If you do come this month, it's up to you.
Yeah. If you do come this month.
I'm coming tonight.
We can get together and do some dumb shit. We can all convene at the lake and go ice fishing and snowmobiling or whatever and hang out.
Yeah, we could fuck around and make a good video that way. Yeah.
For sure. I can show you guys my $500 fish finder that I can't catch a fish on. And,
exactly.
And we could go from there.
Oh, do we
and
have...
And then we can maybe film like a video podcast.
Do we have like an ice fishing shack?
I do. Zach does.
I do too. I have a plastic one. I have a tent too. I forgot about that. I have like a big tent.
Okay.
I'm down to fuck around.
I just think if we are going to make videos, it has to be something that stands out a little bit more. You know, like,
yeah,
than other stuff or than what we're doing now.
If we just, no, like, I want it to be like how our podcast is.
Yeah,
no, like, exactly.
Yeah. Fucking stupid and off the wall, kind of. You know what I mean? It's like, what if we just do a fucking ice fishing video and us just talking fucking stupid?
Yeah, like,
you know, like, I don't know. Like, what do you guys think?
The camping video was good, but it's not super funny. We didn't have a lot of, like real interactions there because me and Zach were out there fucking suffering.
That's why I tried to make it funny by bringing all that terrible shit.
There is some stupid shit in that beer.
Oh, there is. Yeah.
The first night and shit.
Yeah, it's
another thing I was thinking like, too. Like, you could like
had to stay warm, man.
Yeah,
it was weird.
I was thinking like
had to stay warm.
Oh. Like, anyway, what are you saying, Landon?
Like, what would you guys think about having like an actual camera? Like, if we were to get together and do a podcast video and actually have a camera on us and just talking it like around a table, as in like what a lot of Joe Rogan's podcasts are.
Yeah, we could do that.
Just a suggestion,
I,
you know.
I think that's a lot. Now that we're on a YouTube platform now that Pierce set up for us, I think that'd be a lot.
Yeah, like we.
It's a lot more entertaining for viewers too.
Well, they can instead of just sitting and listening, they can tune in and watch. You know, you can see people's expression when they talk, and like.
The thing is we got to wait till Pierce is back full time.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
The only hang up I had with that is that it was just so much more work, and that's why I didn't do it last year, because then I have to edit this twice, right?
Oh, that's fine. You have lots of time.
That's what I was thinking. But I think I have a way around it now. Sure. I think I have a thing.
Yeah, that could be a lot more work.
It won't be too bad. I got it figured out now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Figured out. He has everything figured out.
Yeah. All figured out. Big man. Look at me. Big I'm here. I figured it all out.
My dick's way bigger than your guys's.
Pierce got all figured out.
Yeah.
Have you guys told the haircut story yet?
No, we haven't.
Which one?
No.
So,
again,
friend of ours.
A couple friends.
We were having a kickback at our house one time, at our old house.
Oh, we talked about this.
Did we?
Fuck yeah, about...
a friend of ours fucking got a fade, and Zach's brother did it for him. And
oh, yeah.
Is it sick? Oh, yeah. It's sick.
Man. Dude, it looks fucking good, dude.
Worst. It looks like a fucking walrus had fucking done it.
Guy comes out. How's his hair look? His hair? That six deer goes back.
Yeah, locks the door behind him.
That night, didn't he jump off the elevated driveway down to the snow? Was that the same night?
Yeah, he tried to do a front flip and landed on his back.
Yeah.
Shredded
his fucking back, man.
Man, Jake, I have that video of me cranking the Pilsner off your forehead.
That's a good fucking video. We should eventually upload that.
Oh yeah, I cranked it. Didn't
split the videos of ours, just like that we have on our phones.
I've also got the video of Zach splitting one off my forehead the same day.
Fuck. Yeah, we should just make a compilation of all the stupid videos on our fucking phones.
Yeah,
and label it this really week in irrelevant. Compilation.
Compilation.
Yeah. Try not to come only one.
Just immediately flagged, taken off of YouTube.
Yes, flagged immediately. No, I think it's a good idea to get more aggressive with like our outreach.
Yeah, other sorts of media and that kind of shit.
And like, have you guys thought about like making like a? Well, I'm sure you guys do have an Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Okay, often do you like post on it? Like are you saying like? And have you ever thought about doing live podcasts?
Well, I was thinking about that. Doing
we just
it, like,
don't
Twitch,
say
but...
the right shit to do a live.
Yeah. Also, we need a bit of a following to do it to warrant a live.
No, that's podcast. Fair. Yeah.
Yeah, we're a little bit. To do a live one, we'd have to trim a lot of what we say, I think, because we name drop a lot of people on here and shit like that.
We name drop locations. People
by accident all the time, because guaranteed if we did that we would accidentally dox ourselves.
Oh, for sure. Like we've doxed ourselves in terms of like a province. We haven't doxed ourselves in terms of like an actual city yet. We're waiting for it. It's gonna happen, obviously.
Close.
People
know. We've come very close.
If you're from here, you know.
Yeah, if you're from where we're from, you definitely know who we are. And we have an email, but nobody emails it.
Yeah. That's in every description of every podcast we've ever made is email us some questions at irrelevancepod@gmail.com. Look forward to what we got coming for you, my our fans that we have.
If you are interested, we have a lot of ideas. We just haven't been able to put them into play.
Yeah. Like,
and it's also, I mean, I know it's been hard for you guys. I mean, with Pierce being gone and you two here, right? I mean, it's pretty hard to kind of put something together, right? It's a lot easier when you're face to face. You guys can sit down and talk about what you want to do, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's difficult that way. And even just if we do talk about what we want to do, we have to schedule and like find out a certain thing that we're doing and getting it all together. Cause me and Zach both work. And Pierce is out of province, and he works as well, and goes to school. So it's like, God, man, there's just so much other shit going on. But if we actually devote ourselves to it, which I think we're totally capable of doing, we can probably make it work.
Yeah, the thing is, we're, as we can see in this episode, we're kind of running out of a lot of our stories. We've said a lot of our good ones already, and that kind of shit. So we almost need to make an effort to create new stories.
Also, yeah, and just focus more on like finding stupid shit to talk about.
Yeah,
like just topics in general.
I know that sounds nutty since this was like our first fucking episode back, but it's like, yeah, man, we really need to focus more on finding more fucking ideas and stuff like that. You know,
I think it's a good idea, and we want to do like a drunk episode. We've been saying since the start, that we wanted to do a drunk episode, and it never happened because. Everything sort of came up and Pierce had to go home and whatever, it never happened, but I think, but what's that?
If we did it over Discord, you know, we could have fucking four or five more buddies doing it too.
Yeah.
You know, like,
it's especially with Corona right now too, everybody can do it at home and just fucking drink by themselves or whatever.
You guys, if I'll actually link my account, campster.com. link in the description.
Yeah. I'm an official Camp Soda model.
Sugar Mommy 06 is my username.
Sugar Mommy.
Sugar Baby 06.
A Poppy 443. At give me your daughter's numbers at hotmail.com.
Clapping cheeks and causing queefs at gmail.com.
Dodge the daughter, ram the father at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Also, we have a recurring cast of fucking characters in our life, in all our lives. Like, we have a bunch of buddies that say equally as stupid things as we do and are just as stupid as we are. So we will always have somebody coming on the podcast and to give their fucking take on things. Like, we can bring anyone on, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? And it'll provide us with more stupid stories and shit, too.
Like, exactly. And just like,
the
like,
thing, though, you just feed off each other. Like, when me and Zach talk to each other, like, a 3-second conversation turns into like a 4-minute conversation of I don't even know what the fuck we just said.
Yeah.
You don't need to know.
But I think we're going to wrap this one up here. We've been going for a fair bit, and hopefully it'll be up sometime this week. It's good to be back. Yeah.
We could probably try to make an actual upload schedule. Like, I think we got one going last time. Was it Mondays?
Wednesdays.
Wednesday? I switched it to Wednesdays after.
Right. Yeah. It started as Mondays. But I think if – I know from the few people that I had talked to, they were, like, every week they were looking forward to the upload.
Yeah.
And, like – and then when it went past the day, they were like, hey, where's the upload? And that was actually, that was encouraging, to be honest. So if we could get a legit schedule, that'd be great.
It's also, Pierce is the fucking hero in this whole situation. Like,
Pierce is the man.
He does all our fucking editing and fucking, he runs the whole fucking process. Like, we wouldn't even have a podcast without him. So it's like, if there might be a fucking couple days here or there where he's fucking too busy to get shit done and. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, I think we should upload more to Instagram and, like,
I think if
we're not going to be posting every week, we should at least let people know we're still here.
I need to give the controls of that Instagram over to somebody else.
Saucer over, daddy.
If you just, from our podcast today example, take an example, like, take one, like, really good part out of it, like a minute and a half clip, and then just post it. And
we did a couple of those.
Yeah.
And we've been people getting, like, can get a taste of what views. It is, right? And then it'll draw them to the podcast, right?
Yeah. So,
yeah.
I think, I just think it would be a really good idea. Just grab, like, a highlight and then just make it a snippet and just throw it on Instagram or whatever, just a quick clip, and then people will see it, right? And they'll be like, oh, fuck yeah, that was actually pretty funny. I'd like to see what else these guys have to say, right?
We've been talking a lot about, like, how to get more viewers and stuff like that. I want people to know, like, we're not doing this to get fucking rich.
No,
you know? No.
We're not doing, we're doing this to try to make it big. We're doing it just to have fun with it. And those fucking people that do view it have something more entertaining and something more exciting to look forward to.
Well, it's also a little bit of external motivation when we have more people tuning in, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Like, I mean, obviously it'd be awesome to have fucking 1,000 viewers per episode or listeners per episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
But it's, you know, it's like, but that's not our main intentions with everything. You know?
No, we, like, just kind of want to,
like, we want to create content for the people that want to be here.
Yeah. You
know? Exactly.
Yeah.
And if we do make money off it, that's just a fucking side effect.
Yeah.
That's great. Well,
I mean, if we do start making money off of it, we can devote a lot more time into it. You know what I mean?
Well, and
fucking give more content.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, it is hard sometimes to, like, do it when we plug ourselves every fucking time and don't get emails or fucking a DM or fucking anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that does make it difficult sometimes.
It's hard when you have to be pretty much completely anonymous. Like, you can't really tell anyone, like, the general public of, like, we can't just throw our podcast up on our personal Instagram accounts, because that would pretty much be life ruining for all of us involved.
We really, like, we expose ourselves on here pretty well. Like,
oh, pretty badly. And we say some bad stuff that shouldn't, like, I don't want everybody fucking hearing that. We
mommy
know
mommy and daddy listen to this shit.
No, and, like, we don't want, like, people that we went to high school with listening, because we're gonna be shit talk them.
Yeah,
we should talk everyone. I think we would probably be getting, the word would be spreading more if we had done that, but I think it's just not worth it to do that, because it would come back on us really badly.
Yeah.
Because of the shit we say. And this episode is evidence, honestly, of the stupid shit that we say.
Yeah, this last little bit has just been more of a PSA about kind of the future of what the podcast is
going
to be.
Where we're going with it.
Yeah.
What the intentions are with your daughter and what else, you know, everything else.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm just here to sleep with her. I don't want you to get any bad ideas.
Yeah, whoa, no strings. Just fucking just one just and done, buddy. Like,
yeah, won't be getting any feelings whatsoever. Don't worry about that.
Okay,
so I think we're gonna, are we wrapping?
Yeah, we're gonna head off here. Thanks for tuning in. More to come, as always. And
always, there's always more to come.
Thanks for listening.
And
there's always more come.
Just hey, remember,
appreciate you guys having me on the show, and I hope to be here a lot more frequently.
Yeah, good to have you, bud.
Hey, buddy,
you'll be on the next episode.
Offers open. You can be on the mainstay if you want. We're missing an anchor.
I will definitely be the anchor to drag you boys down any day.
I like it.
Me too.
Okay.
All right.
All right, boys. We'll see you later.
See you guys.
Don't tell your uncle.